to reach Mahjong.com's podcast. With you is Garth Nelson and
Jen Barr.
How's it going?
Good.
You have a good week in
the
world of Mahjong? You did.
Oh, Mahjong?
Oh, okay.
Mahjong wasn't so good this week, but
okay,
the week other than Mahjong was good.
I gotta stop focusing, huh? would you care to elaborate on good stuff from this week, or is that super secret?
I don't have secrets.
Oh, yes, good. Spill the beans. What was good this week?
I got my eyebrows done today. It was fun. No, I started off on Sunday with, I went to get a haircut and then it was Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, yes, a Valentine's Day haircut.
Yeah, so my friend was in from out of town, and so we went and got a haircut, and then we went to, a spa. We did a detox foot bath and got a massage and stuff like that. So
wow.
That's a great way to start off a week.
Yeah, you don't want to go through a whole week with toxic feet, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, and you know, if I hadn't sucked at Mahjong on Saturday, I never would have gotten to do that.
yes. Speaking of good weeks of Mahjong, or good weeks, I wish I had had a good week, but pretty much that was my only good day.
Oh, no. The rest
of it was all just crap. Well, actually, no, I had good days at work, but... Sunday and Monday were pretty disappointing.
Oh, Monday you went to Champions League.
Yes, Monday went to Champions League. So yes, having started off on such a bright note with your good week, let's go into the darker notes with some results from. Well, actually, no. Let's do Mahjong news first. Huh? Let's keep it happy.
Wait. What if people want to send me fan mail?
Oh yes. What if somebody wanted to send you fan mail? I mean, not even what if. It's a given. The given for people to send fan mail to Jen would be, what is your address again?
Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
And if you want to send me fan mail about Jen, too, my address is Garthe, G-A-R-T-H-E, at reachmahjong.com.
Yes.
We always love fan mail for Jen.
And there's one more person in the room you can send
fan
mail to.
Oh, yes, and thank you also to Troy Presley for, as always, helping us produce the show.
He's the best.
He is definitely our best producer.
He had lunch with me twice this week.
Holy cow.
See? That's why it's a good week.
Give. Give till it hurts. All right, let's go over some of the news in the world of Mahjong, or at least news about events coming up. Let's see. There's been a new tournament announced in Denmark. That is going to be on June 19th and 20th. That comes the week before the tournament in Guildford in the UK, the UK Open.
Right.
Are you going to be making the Denmark tournament also?
I'm not sure yet, but that's a lot of reach tournaments in a short amount of time.
Yeah,
so.
That is a way to go, Europe, for jumping on the reach bandwagon.
In fact,
pulling up the reach bandwagon.
I would love nothing more than just to stay for a whole month and go to every single one of those tournaments. So we'll see what I can work out. But we have tournaments here too, so it's really tough to schedule everything.
Yeah, it's I was just realizing that if I actually I'm going to participate in the special league again, and if I do relatively okay in the first two sessions, I am not going to be able to compete in the European Reach Championship, which is a real big pisser.
Yeah, it is.
Very but
so okay, so first we have Denmark.
Oh yes,
and a week later we have the UK.
And then 2 weeks later will be the European Reach Championship. That's July 10th and 11th.
Right.
And there was an announcement about an expert seminar that will be going on before that tournament. But on
before or after?
Well, it seems like it's going to be happening on the Friday before the tournament. But then, if you look at the website, at least the Mahjong News website, the article about the tournament says that it's going to be happening. That the winner of the tournament will be announced after 2 days of Mahjong on July 18th. So there seems to be a little bit of confusion on the Mahjong News website, or at least in the article about when all these events are taking place.
It said
it was going to happen before the tournament. On the Friday before the tournament, so I would assume that means it's going to be happening on the 9th.
I see.
So, yes, but we'll hope for a little correction there, or at least a clarification from the Mahjong News people.
And then a week after the EC Reach tournament.
And then the week after that tournament, there will be the Washizu Championship in, that was in the Netherlands again? And
yeah.
Yes. And that's on July 18th.
Oh, that would be so fun. Just go to Denmark, fly over to the UK.
Just one tournament after another.
Drive over to Hanover, stop in Paris, Amsterdam on the way, and then go to the...
Stop, reach, action.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The way it should be, really.
Yeah.
One other note about that expert seminar is that it will be conducted by Ben Boas and Kajimoto Takanori. I forgot the first name there, Kajimoto. But yes, the expert seminar conducted by two great Mahjong players. It'll be it's a great chance for some newer players to get some insights into the game. Ben, has Kajimoto played in the European Reach Championship?
Last time he was the official.
He was the official, right?
Yep.
Martin. I'm not sure what records. I don't have his record to cite, but Ben did take third place in the tournament two years ago.
Yes, 2 years ago.
So, yes.
Like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. A chance to get some good insights into the game from some very good players.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, that's some Mahjong upcoming events.
I tell you that I'm planning to go at least to the UK and Germany, right?
Yes, I did know that.
We're going to take a road trip with Jem from the UK.
You are one lucky
drive
dog.
Over.
That does mean that you will be missing League Sen, our league play in the beginning of July, huh?
Yeah, that's the one thing that I'm kind of.
Are you just going to call in sick, or call Moriyama and say, "Hey, I'm really"?
No, I've already told him about the event. So he said that he thinks it might be beneficial if I miss league to go to that tournament. So
he's very understanding.
Yeah, we'll see how it works out. Because last time when I had done something like that, I still got a negative score. So, but you know, there's other situations where people miss for work and they just get a zero. On their score.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Of course, whenever I missed for work, I always got the minus 50.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'll ask him what he thinks about it, and maybe we'll be able to work something out. Or maybe I'll just go to Denmark and the UK and then come back and then go to
Germany.
They'll
get so many
Germany.
Points there, they'll just all cancel out. okay, yeah, so, and hopefully I will be able to participate in the European Reach Championship. But, well, actually, I don't know what I hope. I would still like to be doing well in Special League, too, but we'll see how it goes.
Wait, so you're in Special League again because of Masters still, or...?
Actually, I would have been able to stay in Special League also just because I got third place in Special League this time around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, as usual, I'm getting the benefit for the same thing in two different ways. Instead of getting two benefits for something...
Wait, so Masters lasts for a whole year then?
It does, yes.
Oh, I thought maybe it was only for the next session.
No, it is for both years. Wow. Both the next two sessions.
Maybe I should try like winning something.
Yeah, or you don't even have to try winning. You just have to get close to winning.
Yeah. I wonder if I like did well in the North Kanto this. No, I don't think it will work, but maybe I can ask them if I do well in the North Kanto if I can get in Special League because of that.
Oh, that might be. Yeah, maybe. Might get lucky.
That's what Mahjong's all about.
Yes, getting lucky. Mahjong and girls, it's all about that. let's see. So speaking of Special League, we had the final two sessions of Special League last weekend. On Saturday, you and I happened to be on the same table.
Yeah, and if I had just beat you, then I actually probably would have made it.
You did start off beating me, and I have to say, when you, like, the first three or four hands, like, you were really intimidating. I was really intimidated. I was just like, holy cow, Jen has come to play. She is going to tear this table up. And you did. You tore up, like, the first four hands. Like, you were just going.
We should just play East rounds.
Yeah.
I would always win.
You were kind of kicking ass. Do you happen to remember where the tables changed?
Yeah, when I discarded your winner for the 8,000.
Yes. And
that was kind of dumb. It was a Dora. But I was a dealer at the time.
You were the dealer there? Or Yoshida? Okay.
No, I was the dealer at the time. I think it was the second hand of the south round.
Okay, because he was the starting dealer.
Yeah.
So I thought he was the dealer, but okay. So
no,
was
I was
second,
the dealer.
It was the second hand of the south round then.
Yeah, if I wasn't the dealer, I probably wouldn't have played the hand so aggressively.
Uh-huh.
But I had that the Dora, and I think I was one away from ready.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up discarding the Dora, and you had this sneaky, stupid, like, what was it? It was a Chanta outside hand and
and
a million Dora and
two and three Dora, yeah.
So sneaky.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, pat myself on the back. Well, I do like patting myself on the back. But I do have to think I played that pretty well. Because, you know, all right, had I reached, then it would have been a sure 12,000 points. But I just couldn't see anybody throwing my... So I was waiting for the last East tile.
Yeah.
Or two of the last two Dora.
You don't think East would have come out?
I don't... Well, there's one out on the board, and I've got the other two in my hand.
Yeah, I think that East would be likely to come out in that situation, because everybody's playing really aggressively except for Yoshida at that point.
Well, and what if he had that, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, he was kind of playing aggressively, too, for his position, I thought.
Huh. I don't really remember exactly how...
I was kind of trying to watch how people are playing, because, you know, like, that's how I usually adapt my play to how other people are playing, rather than, like... My hands and
I
stuff
have to
like
say,
that.
my entire focus was on you all of a sudden. Just because, like, seriously, those first four hands, I was just like, Jesus Christ, she's going to kill us. Because you were kind of on fire. You started off on fire.
Yeah.
And then, man, that hand is like one of the only examples I have ever seen, like, Nagare or Flow or whatever people want to call it work for me. Like, after I won that hand, man, I just could not stop winning.
Yeah, nothing. And then after that, I could not do anything. Nothing. I mean, it didn't matter. I couldn't get ready. Like, I'd get hands where there was no way that I could call people's tiles. So I couldn't pull energy, nothing. And even with my draws, it just wouldn't get ready.
Wow.
So there was just nothing
the
I could do.
Exact opposite. Yeah, yeah. For me, like, every hand I had was just ready almost, you know, it was almost ready right from the start. And then as soon as I'm ready, somebody throws my winner, or actually half of them, I drew my winner.
Yeah.
You know, it was really amazing.
It was really infuriating.
So by the end of the first day of the last weekend there, I had plus 100 points. And plus 100 points put me just into first place.
Wow.
I was beating Yoshida by 1 point. And we showed up on Sunday to play, and... Damn if those guys didn't beat me. And, you know, I really have to say, after my finish in Special League and my finish in Champions League, I feel like I am a non-clutch player. Because at the end of... I was still in it at the end of the Special League. Really, in it until the last... let's see. The third-to-last hand of the last game. And Hojo-san... She just started going for it on her turn as dealer. Dealer. So we got the rap reach, Mahjong.
Yes.
Little gangster reach.
They have more than just tiles.
Yeah. On her turn as dealer, she started going off. And the thing is, when the first two hands that she was going off on, she really cheap hands that she reached with.
Mm.
And I was really annoyed because to get to her dealer also, she was throwing out dangerous tiles to me. I was clearly going for a half flush in bamboos, and here she is throwing out all my bamboos. I was waiting for non and one or for south. I was waiting for south and 147 of bamboos.
Mm-mm-mm.
And none of that could come out. It was really just shocking. So,
but she kind of, I mean, she had to be aggressive. She could only get first place. I mean, that was the only thing worth anything to her.
Right. Well, actually, no. I mean, it was all worth pretty much the same to us except for the money, because she also had finished negative in league, so she could not benefit from any result of...
Oh, I see, I see.
Of,
that's
Special
right.
League, just like
that's
me.
That's right.
We were playing just for the money at the end of the game.
Yeah, you guys make me so mad.
Yes. One couple of jerks. So that was the end of Special League, and then Champions League, same thing. I was in it right until the very end, and on the last game, who should be at my table but Takizawa and Imazato.
Mm.
And one other guy, maybe Miura or Mitsura? I'm not sure how you say
probably
that name.
Probably Miura.
Miura? I'm pretty sure that's who else was at my table. All three of the, actually all four of us, right on the border.
Mm-mm.
And right off the bat, Miura starts taking some hands. I think the third hand of the game, he's dealer. I get a leech, simples, peace, and Dora hand. it's Simples, Peace, and Dorna, and I decided each with it. Of course, as soon as I do that, well, not quite as soon, but, you know, Taki starts throwing out dangerous styles. He throws out the Seven of Bamboos, which is really dangerous. It's dangerous for me, but it doesn't happen to be my winner, because I'm waiting for the 1 and 4.
Right.
Dorna was 2. But it's dangerous for Dealer, who was Miura, yeah, who was obviously going for a half flush in, or at least a flush of some sorts in Bamboos. Next thing that happens is, because he threw the 7, Imazato throws the 7, which Miura cheese, and then he draws his winner for 4,000 points from everybody. And then, from then on, I couldn't win. I kept getting great ready hands and reach with them, and just couldn't win. It was absolutely unbelievable. It's the same thing that happened to you in Special League.
Yeah, I played Champions on Tuesday as well.
How did you do?
I played on Tuesday. So you were there Monday. On Monday, I was kind of out of commission. So Tuesday, I played. I did horrible. But I don't know, because this season with Champions League, if you get minus 100, over 100, then you're out,
you're
and
out
you don't get the
right
points.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the... so, since this is the last session, I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if since you play all sessions, you get the points or not.
Uh-huh.
But I got, like, minus 60 or something. I was already minus 25, so I was getting really close to that 100 border.
Really?
So, in the last game, I was really worried that maybe they wouldn't give me the points. So, I went and took first place in the last game.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
But, yeah, I was minus, like, 70 or something, I think, at the end.
Yeah, I finished minus 28. But, seriously, like, I got a minus 55, I think, on the last game. And the border was like 33 points. So
yeah,
seriously, it was that last game that just killed me.
Yeah, I had minus 25, so if I got like a 60 or something. Like both days in there for the Special League and for Champions, my goal was about 60 points. So it was a really ambitious goal and I couldn't get them. But
I have to say, for all the guys at my table, they, unlike me, are clutch, clutch, clutch. They were right on the border. They all needed like a few points just to stay in it. And all three of them, Taki, Imazato, and Miura, all made it into that and into the top 29. They will be playing this weekend for the Champions League championship.
Oh,
also
nice.
In it are Seto Kuma, who's always his game is on right now. You know, he's in the finals for League.
Yeah, I told him that's what I wanted for my birthday.
For him to win?
Yeah. Well, I went up to him and I was like, my birthday is March 1st. And he's like, oh. And I was like, I want a present. And he's like, okay, if I win, I'll get you a present. I said, no. That's what I want for my present. I want you to win.
Very nice, very nice.
I don't think he got it.
Also in Champions League, in the Champions League's final, are Uchikawa and Nakamura. And Nakata, the girl, right? And
she won the OE tournament. Right?
She won.
Or she made it to the finals.
She made it to the finals. Yeah.
Okay, but she won something else.
She's.
Like
I think she won pro. She won pro queen, or she won.
No. God.
There's two women's tournaments, right?
There's pro queen and there's the like cherry.
Oh, okay.
Blossom something.
All right. So maybe that's what she won. She won something, and she's been to like the finals for at least two or three tournaments this year.
Yeah.
She's got quite an impressive record this year. And she is also she's again in at least the Champions League knockout round.
It's really funny, I saw her at a New Year's party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's like, I'm starting to drink. That's my New Year's resolution. I said, what? And she said, well, I quit smoking, so I thought I should start drinking instead.
Oh, yeah. It's good to have important things going on. And finally, Sawazaki took first place in the qualifying round by a big margin, but second place was Aisawa. So she's also looking pretty strong these days, although she finished in fourth in Special League, behind by quite a large margin. All of us had over 200 points, and then she had 70 points. So she spent the last game.
Well, she was pretty much there to fill in the table, right?
Right. Although she did start off the first game kind of attacking, kind of like you were doing. She was attacking, and then all of a sudden, halfway through that first game, she lost a big winner and. Then she just pretty much spent the rest of the day folding hands. It was kind of interesting to watch her just spending the whole day not trying not to actually help anybody win a hand.
Oh. And I wish I were that mannerful to care about. And the way I play is, and it's not a common opinion in the pro leagues, but the way I play is usually just, you know, You're for yourself, right? So it doesn't bother me when other people, like, play badly. But also, like, I don't feel like I should not get in the way or things like that.
Yeah, you know, that is an interesting point, because it does seem to me like if you do that, you're actually... just because you're not purposefully helping a player win, you are kind of, in effect, helping the current winner win by not trying to take any points from him. And so I'm not sure if that's an entirely fair way to think, even though it seems to be the way a lot of players think is fair all of a sudden.
I was thinking about that in Champions League in my last game, because, there was no way I was going to make it to the finals. And it's the last game, and there are people at my table on the border, right? Uh-huh. And they need to win. And when I was playing, I just thought, well, I don't want to get minus 100 just in case they don't give me my points. But also,
is it fair to other people on the border?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but if they want to win, they have to be able to beat me. So
right, yeah.
If they can't beat me, then maybe they don't deserve to be in the finals anyway.
So yeah, that's that way of thinking is definitely up for debate.
Absolutely.
One other result I wanted to talk about was the Ryu-O-Sen, but as we were playing the final game, as we were playing our finals of Special League, Masuda came in. He was one of the Renmei players who actually had made it to the final eight, I guess, but lost in the final eight.
Okay.
I guess maybe the finals are happening, did not happen this weekend, maybe happening this weekend.
Okay.
But of course, it's weird. The Saikoisen website is really difficult for finding actual news.
It's like a media site, right? It has this big picture on it when you go to it, and then it's just a teeny tiny menu. And
yeah,
is that right?
I'm a little unimpressed. or at least by contrast, I'm impressed by Renmei's page, because
it has
a lot of news and easy to find, and you know, when you want to find out about this tournament or that tournament, you can find results.
Yeah, it's
and stories about the results.
It's vastly improved since we joined the league.
Yes, obviously we had a hand in that.
Well, you're writing for them, right? You write the
I did write
D1.
The league wrap up for D1, and I just got an article in the Relay essay. Pretty kind of surprised about that. I mean, some pretty big names writing the Relay essay, and then what's his name, Sasaki, passed on the Relay essay baton to me.
Wow, cool.
And all right, that kind of leads into what I wanted to the point I wanted to talk about this week.
Can we do one more
result?
No, one more thing that's happening this coming weekend.
Oh, one more thing that's happening this coming weekend is
North Kanto League last session.
Oh, final session of North Kanto League. That's
and
right.
Right now, Aizawa's in first place, and I'm in second place.
How far behind her are you?
In the Pro League. She has over 200, and I have like 120, 130.
Oh, okay. But this is... okay. So after the final session, there will be sort of like a playoff between the top four players, right? So this session doesn't matter so much...
as long as I
stay in the top four.
And then there's also a pro amateur league, and I think I'm 7th or something in there.
Uh-huh.
Or
so
maybe I went down to 11th, but if I get a big plus, then I'll remain in the finals for both of them.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry to interrupt your segue.
No. It's still quite a nice segue. Yes, we were talking about... what were we talking about?
Your point. What's the one point for today?
I don't know.
It's your
segue,
job.
Yes.
I didn't prepare it.
I forgot my segue. My segue got unsegued. Shobu. The word shobu. The word shobu in Japanese. Wait, how would you translate that into English?
Shobu, like challenge.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the way it gets translated on my phone anyway is there are several definitions: victory and defeat.
Right.
Which is kind of just a literal translation of the kanji characters.
Yeah.
Or game. Or battle. And I think...
How it translates on my phone. I get to play with my phone during the podcast.
And I think the fact that the word comes from the two characters for win and lose, I think is really important. And the way that I would actually define it, if I had to define it in English, would be kind of calling it stand, as in where to take a stand. It's the place where you decide this is where I'm going to win or lose this game.
Right. I guess that's where the victory or defeat comes
right
from. Like, this is this is the decider kind of thing.
Right. And I think that is kind of the key. I mean, that's the key to being a good player, is knowing when to take that stand and when not to take that stand. Mm. And I was just wondering, how has your idea of Shobu, or your idea of when to take a stand, has it changed at all since we started playing 4 years ago?
Yeah, everything has changed since we started playing 4 years. Everything that I think about the game, pretty much.
In particular, how do you approach the idea of Shobu, when to take a stand?
Well, I take a stand a lot more when I'm dealer now than I used to. Because the dealer continuance is just so important, especially in the A rules.
It is a bigger chance to get more points.
Right, and and it just gives you a chance to keep the hand going and keep the attention on you, and a lot of people are going to be more afraid of you, especially if you're the dealer and you're doing the shobu. Like, you put out something dangerous and you show that you're going for it, then a lot of the other two players are usually going to be pretty scared about that.
Really?
Usually.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So that's the thing. That's what's really annoyed me about Shobu lately, is the cheap Shobus that people throw out there. Like, you know, and this is funny, having come from Amy Holjo, after Special League, she was complaining about the fact that every time I reached, it was such a cheap hand. She's like, oh, you reached so cheaply. Why don't you go for some, like, you just reached too much. You should go for some expensive hands. And then, you know, the hand before she was dealer, she's throwing out my bamboos, and she threw out Dorda, the South Dorda, too, right before I got two of them in my hand, so I couldn't call for it. And then her first two hands as dealer, too, she reached with just reach. And then she complains to me about, just reach with reach. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, so it was her turn as dealer. But, I mean, come on. I have seen other people's shobus, and they are so cheap. You know, I'm having a hard time respecting other people's shobus. But then the other thing is, I wonder if even when you know that other players are going to bet on weak, they're just going to show strength even when they're weak. Does it pay off to still just keep attacking those players?
I think I usually go for the high risk, high return kind of thing. So I throw out dangerous tiles a lot, but usually it pays off. Because my hands are usually bigger than the other people's. So they're going for all these cheap hands, and then sometimes they get lucky with a big hand. Mm-hmm. I'm going for a lot more big hands.
That is actually a pretty good way to think. So that if you are, you know, that's your shobu. If you manage to win that hand, then you end up winning the game.
Right.
And it makes it worth it going for that.
And then, I mean, you can't always do that though. You have to go for some cheap hands too.
Right. Otherwise, players are going to always say, "Oh, all this person does is go for expensive hands."
Right.
If this is where she's going to take a shobu, then obviously I must get off this hand because I don't want to try to throw something dangerous to her.
Right, and then the times you win are much less.
Right.
And at the beginning, that was actually one of my biggest problems. Everybody would fold to all my reach because they knew that I always had big hands. And so now that's not the case. Now they're kind of like, I don't know what you're thinking, Jen, which is perfect for me.
Well, for me, my timing was all off. Her first two hands as dealer, I didn't go for it when she reached. And then the third hand of hers as dealer, she reached, and the very next tile I drew Dora, which and I was waiting. I had the one and two, so I was waiting for the three of dots there, and it worked out perfectly. I was, oh wow, perfect, except that my other weight was just the seven of bamboos. But I had two of the sixes in my hand, and there was a six on the board, and I had a five in my hand, and there were two fives on the board also. So it looked like there's pretty good chance that at least one of those sevens was floating around somewhere, right?
Right.
So I went for it, and of course, what I ended up throwing was the four of bamboos. What I ended up drawing was the four of bamboos, which was her winner for 8,000 points. 7,000 points plus the three continuances for 8,600, which pretty much killed me, and eventually led to her winning that game and pushing me out of second place into third place. Mm-hmm. So not only was I trying to go for first place, but in choosing a bad shobu, choosing a bad place to take a stand, I actually managed to drop all the way to third place.
I think one of the hardest things about shobu when you're deciding to take that stand is reading the other player's hands, which is kind of one of the hardest things in the game of Mahjong. Right. But you have to be reading the other player's hands and know kind of what they're thinking. And that's something that in the past year I've started to do a lot more. But it's really like a whole other level of the game. It's not just reading on their hand what might be dangerous to them, mm-hmm. but knowing what they're going for, what they're thinking, how they usually play, what kind of hands they usually go for, things like that. It's a lot of thinking.
Even without that read, I was talking to Seto Kuma about that hand after Champions League, and he went straight to that hand and he said that was a waste. You shouldn't have reached there. You should have given up the hand right when she reached. Mm. And the thing is, I said, why? You know, I knew she was playing. She was just doing cheap hands. Like, did you see when she threw out south and she's throwing out all those bamboos to me? And he said, okay, so now you know that she plays that way, but it still doesn't mean that that hand that you took the stand on was a good place to take that stand. Mm. And in the end, I have to guess, that is right. Just because you know that a player makes cheap plays doesn't mean that you can beat them with your own cheap play.
Yeah, every time, right?
Right.
You have to know when it's a good time to try and... Exactly.
It's like in poker. Just because you know some guy raises all the time with any ace doesn't mean that you're going to end up beating him with ace 8. You see the guy raise and you have ace 8, you can't just call that just because, he probably has ace 2. Ace 2 might even win, you know?
Right.
So it's just, I don't know, it's still my area of weakness, and I don't know, I suppose it's going to be my lifelong project to figure out where to take a stand.
I really like that he said that, though. He's like, okay, well, now you know that she plays that way. I think that's really good, because that's probably the most important thing in these games of incomplete information, is gathering information.
Right. About your opponents.
Right. And it's knowing how to use the information,
right.
Which is where that shobu comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Knowing how to use it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you can play the same cheap way and win.
Right.
But it does mean that you can adjust your play.
Yeah. No, that's a really, I really like that he said that.
Good. All right, that's shobu. And that about wraps it up for this week's Reach Mahjong podcast. Let's conclude things here. What do we got? We got, Mahjong Club.
Yep, they just opened in the past month or so.
And we have a link to their site on our site.
Yes.
So, of course, we would like you to sign up for Mahjong Club. Through reachmahjong.com.
Yep, there's banners all over the site. Just click on one of them and sign yourself up.
Special benefits, as we will be holding events on Mahjong Club, and they are also holding a World Series of Mahjong Satellites.
Yes.
So it'll be your ticket into one of any of the events at the World Series.
Yeah, and if there's any, when there are Reach satellites for the World Series of Mahjong Reach event, we will have notices and everything on the website as well. We'll announce it on the podcast. Everything. So be sure to play in those.
And yes,
join us in.
Okay. And once again, you can email us, contact us at our email addresses. That's Garth with an E and Jen with two N's at reachmahjong.com. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
See you next week.
ポンチリーチに一発ロー上がれば気分は抑え込む場所はかなり錆びれたジャンスマージャンワイトクラブ お兄さんまたそれロンヤワー